This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Invite you here to join us on the radio and take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. With you tonight, you've got Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts. Coming up, Melanie will be talking about some conflicting opinions about maternity leave on the same news source. We'll share that with you, and you can share your thoughts. Let's go to the phones, to the phone, where we have Ralph on the line in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ralph.
You know, I like to talk about that situation with Bill Maher.
Bill Maher.
And the outburst when you come to the right person to talk about this, because I have
what?
My
well, first of all, we don't know what the situation is. I think I might have heard something about an N-word.
Right. The N-word, right, exactly. And I work in the field. And, you can't blame Bill Maher for that outburst, because El Negro Kiefer is the one who made him do it.
Who?
Notice if you will. El Negro Kiefer.
Who?
El Negro Kiefer.
Can either of you make out what he's saying?
Kiefer? I don't know.
Kiefer?
Yes.
What is Kiefer? Okay. Is that a person?
A-F-F-I-R. El Negro.
We don't know who that is.
A-F-F-I-R.
Yeah, I don't know who that is, but how did he make him? Was there a gun involved?
That's Obama for you. That is Obama. How quick we forgot about the man, okay? How quick. Obama is the one who made him do it, and I tell you why I come to that conclusion, okay?
Hold on. Notice Obama is Kiefer?
Is the one who made Bill Maher.
Obama was on the show with Bill Maher when he said the N-word?
So Obama is powerful enough to control people, but petty enough to go around controlling comedy routines.
Melanie, listen. How come they didn't go to Obama to get a reaction on that one? Huh? How come?
Because he's not the president anymore.
I have no idea why, but I don't generally blame somebody if they get punched. I don't say that the person who was punched was forced.
Where's the Black Lives Matter? Where's Jesse Jackson? Where's Al Sharpton? Where are they?
Well, Jesse Jackson's probably in Chicago. Al Sharpton's probably in New York.
I mean, you know, you got Kathy Griffin now claiming I was victimized. Okay, that has nothing to do with her with Kathy Griffin being a woman.
Now you're talking about the comedian who had a picture with her holding up Donald Trump's decapitated head. What does she have to do with all this? I'm sorry, I gotta say, I don't know.
You have to put two and two together. But, you know, I like to really want to talk once again about black criminality. Okay?
What about just pure criminality? What about just
criminality?
What about just regular criminality? What about criminality from all sources?
No, we will talk about black criminality.
You're obsessed, dude. You are obsessed with race.
And Obama is still. And the fact is,
I doubt that Obama is as obsessed as you are.
He rarely mentioned it.
And Obama is as racist as anyone else in this country.
I don't know that that's true or not. I mean, it was...
Whether
it's true or not, it doesn't matter. He doesn't have power
anymore.
Does
that mean he's self-hating? Because isn't he half white? Or is he just racist against, Asians or something like that?
I have said before, he's one with Satan, he's one with animal blood, he's one with, and still does, okay? He's one with the radical Islam.
Is Satan also on the side of President Duterte, or is that, is Jesus his buddy?
I'm glad that you bring up the issue of President Duterte.
That's the president of the Philippines, by the way, for folks who don't know.
I kind of find it very interesting that he has support, actually, with the white nationalist group in this country.
You think it's interesting?
Right.
Well, what? Are you surprised by that?
Well, you know, it has something to do with him taking on Obama, I suppose.
No, it has to do with the fact that the white nationalists are racist, and so is the president of the Philippines.
Oh, this is really, you don't know that for a fact. You really don't know that for a fact, okay?
You're right, I don't. I was jumping to a conclusion based on the stereotype that people in the Philippines hate black people, which of course applies to you.
Let me tell you something. Him taking on Obama puts Obama in his place. And speaking of putting that animal in his place, what about the fact that Vladimir Putin take a broadside on Obama with that Megyn Kelly one-on-one?
Oh, I don't know what you just said.
Definitely did.
No, I'm going to thank you for your call. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. I don't know what he said there. 855-450-3733. But the HBO late-night host Bill Maher apologized on Saturday, according to the New York Times, for using a racial epithet during an interview with Senator Ben Sasse. Is that what he was saying? What was
I don't think that that's how it works, though. You can't just do things and be like, oh, this turned out badly for me. I'm sorry now.
Republican.
Because that's what this is.
The senator, in this case a Republican from Nebraska, was a live broadcast of Bill Maher's show on Friday night. Oh, so I guess he doesn't do the that old show that he did, that panel show. Remember that one?
Yeah, it was,
what was that one called?
Politically Incorrect.
Politically Incorrect. I guess he's not doing that anymore. Anyway, HBO denounced the remark as, quote, completely inexcusable and tasteless, unquote, and said it would be edited out of future airings. Shortly after 10 p.m. on Friday, Mr. Maher, the comedian and host of HBO's Real Time, was talking...
It was so tasteless, they're going to keep airing the show.
...to Mr. Sasse on his program about the boundaries between adolescence and maturity and how adults in California still dress up for Halloween. When Mr. Sasse said this didn't happen in his state... Mr. Maher said, quote, I've got to get to Nebraska more, unquote. Mr. Sasse replied, quote, you're welcome. We'd love to have you work in the fields with us, unquote. Mr. Maher said, work in the fields, Senator. I'm a house N. No, it's a joke, unquote. Some audience members were heard to groan while others clapped. Neither Mr. Maher or Sasse addressed the comments further at the time, and the conversation moved on to other subjects.
See, so, well, I guess it's not like he was...
It's a strange thing to say.
It's a strange thing to say. I don't think it is indicative of racism. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I would agree with you there.
He identified as the N-word here.
Yeah.
And
suggesting that he's not cut for working in the fields.
Right, not cut for that. Not to suggest that you know, very many people are cut for working in fields these days. So basically this is an incident where somebody who appears white is just not allowed to use the N-word. I understand... But I'm of the opinion nobody should use the N-word.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that just, it's a term that should not be used. I look to, Oprah Winfrey and, other leaders in the black community to see whether or not they use it in their day-to-day lives. And, they don't. I shouldn't even say black community. They're just people, and they don't use it.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Let's go to Dave. He's in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I had a couple more thoughts that I had sort of neglected to get to about Jerry DeLamis when I called in a night or two ago.
Jerry DeLamis is one of the people who's being prosecuted right now out in Nevada for being a supporter several years ago of the folks that were being attacked by the Bureau of Land Management. If you may recall, there was a large standoff between the federal government and the Bundy family, the Bundy Ranch. And DeLamis was a New Hampshireite who traveled out there and stood to support those folks, presumably with a gun, and he's been charged with stuff.
So... my thought is that we need to take events like these, and we need to be building an engine that runs on the fuel of federal abuse, right? If we've got that, then the more federal abuse there is, the better the engine runs. And I don't feel like we're doing enough in this regard at this point, but ultimately... I think that them arresting him and sentencing him so severely, we'll see that engine. But anyway, my,
What's going on with that case? I, you know, we haven't really. I think the last time we heard anything about it was when you called in several weeks back, if not a few months ago. So, Dave, if you want to give us the latest, stand by. More with Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. He's calling us from New Hampshire, and you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Like Freedom, you can join us on the radio. Bring up what you want. Free Talk Live.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-1059. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-1059. That's 1-800-972-1059. 1-800-972-1059.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you may dial toll free. Join us here on the radio waves. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, and you can take control of the airwaves here with Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
We're going to go back to the phones and the fun. Also, I do want to let you know, actually, Mark, you want to let us know an update on hope.freetalklive.com.
I do. I really need to let people get an update. So at this point, the orphanage that we're building in Jinja, Uganda, right there near the shores of Lake Victoria. Tanganyika, I think, is the original name for it.
Oh, okay.
I think that's why they're called Tanganyikan cichlids, the special fish that are there. They're sort of separated for a long time from sort of the rest of the world, and, you know, they're very special and pretty, they fight a lot. Anyway. The orphanage is about, the first floor is built, and then about the second, the second floor, about halfway up, the walls are put in. They've got some steps going in, but production stopped. We ran out of money, and we're looking to raise $2,500 to sort of get back going. And I want to keep things going because we're keeping the workmen in work. Otherwise, they go off to another job and they're harder to get back. And we just didn't have the money coming in. It's difficult to coordinate with Ndufuna, the guy who's in charge over there, because his English is not great, and I don't entirely understand what he's saying when he says it. So I'm sorry that that I'm just giving you the word, but I need the donations to come back in. I need them to pick up. We need $1,000 more to get the $2,500 he needs to get the workmen back on the job, and then I can raise another $1,500 after that to sort of meet to get the $4,000 total that we need to put the roof on. So please, folks.
You need a total of $2,500?
I need a total of $4,000.
Total of $4,000.
I've got about $1,500 earlier today when I counted it up, and then I got some donations after that. And I need to...
But the donations are tripled, aren't they?
They are tripled by both Cell411 and Jax.io.
Okay.
Fortunately, Virgil Viduva of Cell411 did a share on Facebook, which, boosted up my donations, and mm-hmm. I need people who are listening right now to go to hope.freetalklive.com. I've revamped the little page there at hope.freetalklive.com, so it might be a little easier for you maybe to find the GoFundMe page, the PayPal link.
So when you say you have 1,500 in donations, what you mean is you had 500 that was tripled?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
So I need 300 more to triple, then get
right.
To have 2,500. I'd like to do it tomorrow. And remember, they're on a different time schedule than we are. I can't send it out. What if I don't have it?
Mm-hmm.
I'll send it out tomorrow, and then they'll get it. They'll turn it into U.S. dollars, into shillings, Ugandan shillings. Mm. They'll buy the equipment, the stuff that they need, which is like concrete and nails and those sorts of things. I've got it, all the things that they're asking for right now, plus an updated picture right at hope.freetalklive.com, and you can go see all that right there. So there you go.
Okay.
Please, hope.freetalklive.com. I'm trying to look at what they're looking for. Nails, cement, timbers. I presume that's a hold-up bruise. Sand, hardcore, which is some kind of rock stuff. Iron bars, which is what they call rebar. And banding wire and hoop iron.
Hope.freetalklive.com. And let's go back to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you were telling us about Jerry DeLamis. I was wondering what the latest is on his case. He's one of the guys who's been caught up with federal charges for going out and making a stand with the Bundy Ranch. It's been several years now since that happened, but they just recently arrested him, I think sometime last year. Is he still being held pending trial? What's the latest?
He was just sentenced to 80-some-odd months in prison. And he was charged with, I think this is a pretty exact quote, committing an offense, conspiring to commit an offense against the United States, which, of course, doesn't really mean anything specific. The specific things that he apparently did were driving to Nevada, having one or more firearms, and standing in the same location as the militia-type people, and being allegedly some sort of mid-level leader. Now, that part, I don't know if that's true or not. But
so he didn't actually hurt anybody.
Correct. And
so for conspiracy to do something against the United States, he's been sentenced to more than 6.5 years of his life in prison.
Correct.
Was this a plea deal?
He did make a plea deal, and they punished him for attempting to withdraw the plea deal. He he tried to go back on that and renegotiate it. So they gave him an extra 16 months for that, apparently.
Now, Melanie, is
that?
They can do whatever they want.
Well, if they reopen, essentially reopen the case, then it's reopened.
I guess.
Doesn't say Melanie has went to school for lawyering, so she probably has a better opinion about this than a lot of us.
We need to make it so that when they do this to a New Hampshireite, it's a bigger deal than when they do it to someone from another state. And the two things, very small concrete things that each of your listeners can do if they want to about this, it won't cost them anything. You could look up John Hackett on Facebook, who has become Jerry's, top defender on Facebook and has traveled to Nevada to help defend him. I think he's from New Hampshire, and he said he's going to stay there. So just look up John Hackett if you want to get directly involved in this. Or if you want to do something more indirect, come join us on our discussion group at nhexit.com, our Facebook discussion group there. If this grows, John Hackett's movement, or it grows NH Exit, the idea of independence from the union.
Is Delamus a supporter of secession?
I doubt it. But I'm supporter of his human rights. And if we have independence, then
should we spend our time? I mean, I see what you're saying, Dave, and you're definitely somebody who I have a lot of respect for as an activist, but obviously everybody's time is limited. And
just go to nhexit.com and come to our Facebook group if you want.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but what I wanted to say was that obviously everybody's time is limited, and I see your point about you want to make it a bigger deal if somebody from New Hampshire is attacked by the federal government. But, I mean, should we really be spending our time on people who leave New Hampshire to go somewhere else and fight the federal government? I mean, there's a lot of people out there. Shouldn't we focus more on the people who stay in New Hampshire?
We've got to focus on what's in front of us. And if someone else is doing something more interesting and important, I'm interested in supporting that. But this is what's going on today.
Yeah, you've got to go to war with the army you've got. And
Everybody who gets arrested from New Hampshire in another state, we don't have time to support all those people. I mean, I don't have time to support every libertarian out there.
Are you sure? I mean, I'm running out of things to call Free Talk Live about because there's not a sufficient level of activity for me to report on something every night. So I think there is room to do more, and it really doesn't take. I mean, again, you're on Facebook anyway. You're involved in politics talking anyway. You might as well focus on something New Hampshire related where it counts.
But is this really New Hampshire related? I mean, the guy is from New
Hampshire. He's one of our people. He's a New Hampshireite. We're supposed to be defending. We're supposed to be building an umbrella under which New Hampshireites can function effectively without the government.
I don't think they can expect to function outside of New Hampshire.
NHExit.com.
Yeah, great site. Thanks for the call, Dave. Appreciate hearing from you. More coming up here. 855-450 free. This is Free Talk Live.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue Bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump Bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I love sporting events. The atmosphere, the crowd. I even enjoy waiting in line. Because while I'm standing next to you, the RFID scanner in my pocket is capturing your personal information. From debit and credit cards, even your apartment building key. So you'll still be paying for this game long after it's over.
Every 2 seconds, someone is a victim of identity fraud. This Father's Day, protect Dad from crimes he can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in all Dad's favorite styles. Bifold, trifold, and even front pocket wallets and money clips. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago. ID Stronghold wallets look great and even cost about the same as wallets in most stores.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
For Father's Day, go to IDStronghold.com and get a free mini wallet with purchases of any wallet order over $20.
IDStronghold.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. You can bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. Tonight with you in studio, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
And want to let you know about shop.freetalklive.com. If you're going to be buying stuff online through Amazon, then please take a moment before you go to Amazon and go to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find Amazon links there for Amazon Canada, US, UK. You click into the right Amazon for you, and then Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. It's that simple. The same great selection that you're used to. It's Amazon as you're normally used to it. You're just entering through our affiliate link, so Free Talk Live gets credit for the sale that you whatever it is that you buy. So go to shop.freetalklive.com and check that out. So we were just talking with Dave Ridley from RidleyReports.com, and he's bringing up this case about a New Hampshire man who went out to the Bundy Ranch and made a stand against the federal government. The federal government was trying to come in on these people's land and, you know, take over or whatever it was that they were doing. I forget the exact.
Bureau of Land Management had taken control over land that had been previously state-run. They had were grazing
cows. There were grazing rights
for generations. And then for whatever reason, the Bureau of Land Management said, no. And then the BLM took some cows. And then
it came down to a showdown, basically. Yeah. Nobody ended up getting shot. But there were armed people on both sides, the federal government side and the ranchers' side, and one of them was this guy from New Hampshire, Jerry DeLamis. Dave Ridley says he's one of us. I don't know if that's true. I don't know the guy. He's from New Hampshire. I don't know if that means that he's a libertarian or anything like that. And so my point was that if our time is limited, and I know mine is, our time is limited. We should only be focusing on it if we're going to be the most effective on the people who matter the most. And to me, the people that matter the most are the ones that are closest. You know, it's nice to be able to support somebody outside of here. Like, you know, we got behind Ross Ulbricht's trial because that's, you know, for a lot of us, a very meaningful trial. Ross was the creator of the Silk Road, the underground darknet marketplace, and he happens to be a Free State Project participant, but he joined after the fact. After he'd already been arrested. I think a lot of people got behind him who were in New Hampshire because they saw his case as very important, as a real stand for the free market and freedom of the press. And I don't know if Jerry DeLamis' case has the same oomph to it.
Well, I mean, maybe what Dave is hoping is that Free Talk Live will create that oomph, and I don't know the answer to that. I can tell you
I'm not as excited by it.
Some cases are important for practical reasons. Like Ross's case, whether you like him or hate him or don't care, that case is important and will have effects on future people. That's probably not true, unless there's something I don't know about this guy who was kind of on the periphery of getting arrested for essentially helping this guy, providing free security to this one property owner.
Correct.
I kind of agree with you on this one. I like the notion of concentrating on New Hampshire. I moved here to New Hampshire with the hope of changing the government of New Hampshire to provide me with the maximum role of government being the protection of life, liberty, and property, as the pledge implies. But when one leaves sort of the protective polygon known as New Hampshire, I just feel sort of less inclination to help them. I can understand Dave's frustration. Dave is the most of activists of here, right? Like he's in the top 1%.
He's top tier for sure. Yeah.
Top tier activist, top 1%, top 0.1%.
He's up there with Daryl Perry
and Ian Freeman and Mark Edge, right? Like those are people that work every day for activism, if not here in New Hampshire, but for people's liberty around the world. But
I focus most of my activism on New Hampshire. I mean, that's
you focus most of your activism on Free Talk Live, which is international.
Yeah, but it's designed. It's part of an overall message of driving people to New Hampshire.
So
I mean, I want libertarians to come to the one place in the world where there are the highest concentration of libertarians. If somebody then leaves, and a lot of people have left, there have been dozens of people who've moved here, and I'm just talking about the Keene area. There have been dozens of people who have come here and then they've left. And, you know, I wish them all the best, but I'm not keeping track of where Andrew Carroll and, you know, Michelle Seven and, you know, all these other folks have gone to. I sort of generally know, but I don't keep in constant contact with them. And if something happens to them, I'm not going to pick up my, my radio show and take it on the road to go out to California or New Jersey or wherever it is they are if they get arrested in one of those states, whereas I certainly would go to back them if they got arrested in, Jaffrey, New Hampshire or Concord or something, something like that. My time's limited. My resources are limited. And if you leave, the safety of the relative safety of the activist community that we have here, you're kind of out on your own. That's what you chose for yourself.
And not me, because I haven't really done that much for that particular thing. There's kind of been people who've created not really a safe place to be, but a safer place to be compared to the rest of the states. And so they've worked to create that, and we're not done yet, and so we really can't expand yet. If you leave that area, you can't really expect those same you know, and it is a service, like it's a service that you're getting for free. People have kind of fought the state and made it a little bit smaller. You can't really take that with you. And yeah, you have to leave sometimes temporarily for, you know, maybe you work in Mass or you have to go see your family in some other state or something.
Yeah.
But you do, like, if I go visit my parents, I'm not going to protest outside the St. Tammany courthouse because
right.
I know I'm going to get arrested.
Yep.
Because the only person who's ever done that had got arrested within 5 minutes.
I'm the same way. I saw a cop talking to somebody on the streets of New York City. We were just there on Friday for the Talkers seminar, the convention that we go to yearly. And, of course, my first thought as a cop block activist is to, you know, go over there and see what's going on and see if this cop's harassing this person, pull out a video camera and record. But then I realized, wait a minute, I'm in New York City and I'm not interested in making a stand here. This is not my fight. This is not, you know, my place. These are not my people. I wish that person the best, but it's none of my business.
Well, yeah, and we all went to the same place on purpose. It makes a little bit of sense to kind of be in one place and have a bunch of people doing the same thing. Fighting the state with, you know, 2,000 people allegedly makes a little bit more sense than, oh, I'm by myself in New York City or Covington, Louisiana or some city in California. Let me fight the state, me versus them. Like, that's not really the same fight.
Yeah, and if something did happen to me, if, you know, by some chance the cops happen to pull us over as we're driving through Manhattan and there's a warrant out or whatever and, you know, we end up getting arrested or, you know, whatever the circumstances are, we get arrested in some other place, I don't expect anybody from New Hampshire to get in their car and come down to, you know, bail me out. It's my problem. I left New Hampshire. I took the risk of leaving this place where there are, you know, a couple thousand liberty-minded people who've moved here, you know, most of whom aren't going to come to the trial anyway. But
it's not that I don't disagree with you. It's that I don't think you're talking about the logic of this. So I intended to move to work on the government of New Hampshire, which we could then use as a crystal to, you know, to turn the light of liberty into a laser against the federal government. I'm not for the federal government by any stretch of the imagination, but I need to forge the crystal first before I can go and do the work that is beyond here. And I need more people, more active people. And that's the thing that I've, you know, I found most telling about Dave's conversation was Dave said there's nothing going on. And this is a complaint I've had for some time, is that I don't see the activism that 2,000
you don't talk to the activists.
And 2,600 friends of the Free State, 4,600
Well, first
people.
Of all, the 80-20 rule's always in effect, so
indeed.
80% of your activism is going to be done by the 20%.
Why would those 80% of people move if they weren't going to do it? They just came to enjoy
again,
New Hampshire?
If you're talking about the Free State Project, that only requires people to exert their maximum possible influence practical influence. That could mean, you know, going and writing a letter to the editor and voting once a year. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has
helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. You may dial toll free here. You can bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. In the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
We are getting into Jaded Mark territory here, where Mark is bringing up his current favorite complaint. It's just mostly been a complaint off the air, but I think you've brought this up on the air in the past before. The current Jaded Mark complaint is that people aren't doing enough activism up here in New Hampshire. If I don't see it, it ain't happening, which is a ridiculous viewpoint and very, you know, all about you, Mark, as though you would somehow be aware of everything that everyone is doing, or even a fraction of what everyone is doing across New Hampshire, is patently ridiculous. But I will give you this, that the 80-20 rule, as I said before, is always in effect in any given group of people.
Well, then that would make Mark right, because that would still mean that most people, the overwhelming majority of people, aren't doing anything. If that's the case.
No, I didn't say they aren't doing anything.
Right. Okay, so Ian loves to, like, he'll generalize when it's convenient for Ian to generalize, and then he'll get very, very, very specific when you, say something contrary to the things he either finds important. Okay, Ian, what I'm saying is that there are a large percentage, and I'm going to say that percentage of activists that have moved to New Hampshire is, I'm grabbing a number, 40%, that their greatest activism they ever did was moving.
That is not activism. Not activism. That is something you do for yourself. Well, I will argue with the FSP about that all day long.
Okay, fine. Then they did nothing.
See, that's where you're wrong. You don't know what they did because you haven't asked them.
Oh, no, no. I think I stated it as conjecture, that I'm going to say, I pull an arbitrary number.
Yeah.
Would you say that there is a percentage of people who have moved to New Hampshire for the Liberty Movement,
mm-hmm.
and that the largest amount of activism that they're going to do is that movement?
Well, I don't consider that to be activism. I don't know
it's
what...
It's a yes or no question. Is there a percentage?
I can't say that that's... I can't answer that question because I don't consider moving somewhere to be activism. You have to do something. Activism is trying to do something to change society. That's what activism is.
The closest thing that they've done to activism is moving. Okay, I've restated it
for
you.
I would say there is probably a portion of the movers here who have not done anything more than voting. How about that? I'll give you that.
Fine. Voting, you know, that opens up a whole new world when you're talking about voting. Are you talking about more than half of the elections or all of them or what?
I don't know, Mark. I just said voting.
Just one time?
I don't know, Mark. I don't know what people do because I haven't asked everyone. I haven't asked all 2,000.
You're too busy doing activism. You don't spend any time looking
at it. Yeah, and I see plenty of activism. Because I'm busy doing activism, I see plenty of people. Now, your activism, Mark, is behind a phone working for Free Talk Live. You're doing stuff there. You don't really get out and about very... Facebook's not activism.
No,
okay?
I see...
No, it depends on what you're doing on Facebook. I mean, this show has a Facebook page for a reason, and it's not so that... You can, you know, garner attention for yourself. It's because it serves a purpose.
Well, the purpose of the Facebook page, hopefully, is to drive people to actually listen to the show. How effective it is at doing that, we really don't know. But that's kind of the point of, to me at least, having the social media is to drive people to the actual media of the archives of this program. But regardless, you know, your activism, Mark, that you do is not getting you out amongst activists very often. Every now and then you'll come to the State House like once a year.
About that. I try to make it about once a year.
And you'll come out to a court trial if you have the time for it or something like that every now and then. But for the most part, you're not out on a weekly basis mixing it up with the activists. It's rare that you'll even come to a social Sunday, but you come.
Social Sunday is not activism.
I didn't say it was,
but
that's how you find out. You're going to make a statement
Most of them do not.
No, sir, you don't know, because most of the activists do not go to social Sundays. Most of the people who've moved here don't show up at these social meetings.
No, I'm certainly not, I'm not besmirching social Sundays. I'm besmirching the activities out in Manch by people who...
I don't know what's going on out in Manchester. I don't live there, but I know what goes on
here. I talk to people who are there, and they have these complaints, Ian.
Okay, well, Melanie actually lives in Manchester.
Do you have these complaints, Melanie?
About drinking beer, about lack of...
Activists appearing to be interested in wife swapping and beer drinking as activism.
I mean, Manchester definitely has, like, a substance and poly kind of focus more than I would like. But I don't see a lot of people in Manchester not doing activism and claiming that they are.
No, I don't think that they claim that they do. They are. I think they've put that aside like an empty beer can.
Yeah, I mean, in like most places I've seen, most people aren't doing anything. Some people are doing something, and I think that applies to really anything in life, not just libertarian activism.
Of course, the 80-20 rule applies across the board, but that doesn't mean that the 80% who aren't doing as much as the 20% who are doing far more are doing nothing. And, Mark, you jump to this conclusion that people are doing nothing because there's not a bunch of Ian Freemans or Dave Ridley's or Daryl Perry's out there garnering news headlines. There's activism that can be done.
I don't need the headlines, man. I'm looking at Facebook.
Facebook sucks. Stop using Facebook as your level for anything that's going on. Most people aren't posting what they're doing on Facebook. There's barely any activity on most of the Facebook groups because
there's not.
Go check them out, man. There's almost no activity on most of the groups on Facebook. It's because Facebook has killed communication between people. That's a problem with Facebook, and it has nothing to do with what people are actually doing.
I wouldn't expect to go on the libertarian Facebook groups necessarily and find out about activism. There's stuff that I know that people are doing because I've talked to those people.
Exactly.
But most people you talk to don't tell you what you're doing. Most people you talk to tell you about, I mean, that's Manchester, that's Keene, that's wherever, tell you about, like, some random stuff that has nothing to do with libertarianism at all a lot of the time.
Mostly it's
I can tell you this.
Fighting and drama.
My experience of going out to Manchester is I hear about activism constantly. When I go out to,
I don't hear that.
When's the last time you went out to a social event in Manchester?
I got picked up.
An activist event.
I got picked up by the airport out of Manchester just a couple of months ago. Got driven back by an activist. Had 2 hours to talk
to. I'm talking about going to a group of people meeting in a place.
Why would
you haven't
do
done
that?
Well, stop acting like you know what's going on because you don't know anything. I've been out to these meetings that they have, and I don't go very often, but the times that I have gone to, like, there's one group called MVP. It stands for Merrimack Valley Porcupines, I believe. They meet on a monthly basis, and they talk about the stuff they're doing for activists' sake. And there's all kinds of conversations going on about what people are doing. The thing they're not doing, Mark, and I think this is a failing on their part, mind you, the thing they're not doing is they're not publicizing what they're up to. Okay, so you won't find out about it because you're not there among those groups having those conversations. I happen to hear some of it because I went to a couple of those meetings, but I only know a fraction of what is possibly going on. So I think that you're being very presumptuous here and thinking that all the news is going to reach your ears about what everyone's doing out there.
I don't need all the news. I need
ridiculous.
Some of the news. A portion of the news.
Well, this is a failing.
I don't get any of the news.
This is one of the legitimate failings of this movement, is that there aren't people in other places reporting on news.
Well,
I've been doing it at freekeen.com.
What about asking people to participate? I mean, that's kind of like, then I would have some notion of what's going
on. Why is someone in Manchester going to ask you to participate in Manchester activism?
It would be the only reason I go there.
You don't live in Manchester.
Ian, I would go if I felt it was important and worthwhile.
Okay. Well, I don't know how they're going to reach you because, Facebook sucks, and that's another failing.
Okay, you can message
movement.
People on Facebook. No. If people wanted to go.
All the activists are on Facebook, and you don't use Facebook to get the activism done? What kind of nuts is that?
Because it doesn't work. This is one of the other failings. See, I can identify plenty of failings of the activist movement here, Mark. If you want me to do that, I can do that. But to just say they're not doing anything is false.
Okay, I'm going to retract it. They are doing not enough to make me feel like this movement is moving forward.
So they're
it
not reaching
like
you.
4,600 people should be getting being more successful.
They're not reaching
you.
I don't feel
like we're getting 4,600 people's worth of stuff done.
Yeah.
I will say, nobody's doing anything.
It's an exaggeration. It is used daily in
English.
Although,
to be fair, I wouldn't necessarily bank money on that there's actually that many people here.
Oh, no.
Because that's a number ripped from the FSP site.
Right.
So I don't necessarily trust that number.
Yeah, there's a bunch of people who've left. There's
I don't
no doubt
know
about that.
If
but there's new people. But there's
valid.
New people coming all the time,
and many of them don't report there.
And many of them aren't Free Staters. They are Shire Society signers who've never signed up for anything. I mean, even if they sign the Shire Society Declaration, they're not tracked, so we don't know who has signed that. Look, there are some failings, and one of those failings is that people have relied on Facebook, and that has actually decreased the amount of valuable communication between people. But luckily, we have the Shire Society forums. There's active conversations on there right now. You want to get a keyed into some of the movers coming here, some of the activism going on, you go to forum.shiresociety.com, and we don't have more time tonight, but I'm sure this topic will come up again. But get up here and bring the level of activism up.
I've discovered the next big thing on the internet. Symbi.com is a symbiotic economy with its own currency where people trade services virtually and locally. Forget the old economy. This is your economy. Symbi.com is slick to use and is backed by the same people that helped launch Reddit and Airbnb. I'm not kidding when I say this is the next big thing. Trust me, go get an account at Symbi.com. Take a look around and post your services. Symbi, Symbi.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.